I want to invite Claudia to come on and share what God's been putting in her heart about these things. Claudia is a commissioned prophet. I love her and I love her heart.
I just want to say ditto. I mean, what Jeannie was speaking tonight is basically what the Lord was revealing to me, but coming from a different perspective. And I'm just grateful that the Spirit confirms the Word of God. And in the last few months, what the Lord has been speaking to me, He's been speaking to me through the books of Esther, Exodus, and the book of Acts. In the book of Esther, I get emotional, so bear with me as I... in the book of Esther, it's the only book in the Bible where God was silent. He didn't speak. There were no prophets speaking, nothing. And there are many today who feel like God's quiet. What's going on? We don't know what to do. But as Jeannie said, there's dissension in the ranks. The voices are mixed. So we don't know what is God really, is He saying anything? He just seems quiet. And it literally, Esther did not want to go into the king, because she could have been killed. Because there was a law that said unless she was summoned by the king, she could be killed. But Mordecai chastened her. And he said, think not of yourself, but that thou the king escape the king's house more than all the Jews. He wanted her to think about the Jews and not herself. For if thou altogether hold thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed, and who knoweth whether the Jews that are for such a time as this. We have appointed times. We are used by God. And then she realized and she was commissioned to fulfill an anointing in an appointed time. And she said, go gather all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, or night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. So will I go unto the king, which is not according to the law. If I perish, I perish. She had to seek the Lord, and the Lord gave wisdom and gave her direction. Today, haven't we been called to fast and pray for this election for our country? Many have, many haven't. We're in turbulent times. Christians are being persecuted in America. Who thought this day would ever happen? And as Jeannie said, we must seek God and His wisdom. There's never been a more important time for us to understand how to read the Word of God and how to hear from God. As I said, there's disunity and many conflicting voices, but there's one God. There's only one voice that matters, and it is the voice of God. And He makes His voice known in His Word, and we must seek Him and His wisdom. And in Psalm 32:8, He says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go, and I will guide you with mine eye. So out of Esther, I'm taking, we fast, we pray, we seek God, and we seek His voice. And what is He saying? Then in the book of Exodus, totally different. God spoke very loudly. God was silent for 400 years, and then Moses comes on the scene. And God uses him as His voice, His instrument. And God, it was a book of miracles. It was a book where at Passover, the Jews had to put the blood of the lamb on their doorpost. And I want you to hold on to the blood of the lamb, because I'm going to elaborate that on a bit later. And a significant thing I learned today, this week, that I didn't even know. And then God showed up. They left Egypt with the spoils. And they watched the mighty hand of God open the Red Sea, bring them to safety, drown the Egyptians, the sea closed up. And yet when Moses went up to the mountain for 40 days, they got antsy. Where is he? And they rebelled, and they built the golden calf. Why? After 400 years in captivity in Egypt, they were corrupted by the paganism in Egypt. And they carried that with them. They lost sight of God. They cried out for God to move, and He did move. But he was silent for so long, they forgot about Him. They thought He forgot about them. And yet upon leaving Egypt, they saw so many miracles, and they still could not stand in faith. They looked to a man, Moses, and not to God. Moses was the instrument used by God to speak his will. Let's go to today. We've been through the plague of the COVID virus. We've been locked down. But yet we have had the pleasure, the joy, the blessing of seeing so many miracles. But if God takes too long, we waver in our faith. Haven't we looked at President Trump and not to God? Jeannie talked about it. God did not move the way we expected him to move. His word is very clear. But we are the circumcision which worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Philippians 3:3. I believe that just as the Israelites were corrupted by Egypt, so too has the church been corrupted by the world. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may be proved what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:12. We can't count on anything but God. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55:9. Just as in Egypt, I believe we will see the mighty hand of God. God will get the glory, not man. And then as Jeannie had talked about, I believe that the Lord is dealing with the prophetic gifting at this time. He is cleansing it out. There are many dissenting voices. Many have spoken what they believe to be God concerning the election. And then there are those who have apologized. There are those who have not apologized. It's like, did you hear from God? Did you not hear from God? Is it fear of man that's causing the apologies? We don't know what's going on. But the word is clear. Fear of man will prove it to be a snare. But whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. That's Proverbs 29:25. Or is the Lord cleansing the prophetic? Is he revealing egos? Is he revealing vanity? Is he revealing, well, I said this. It's not us saying it. It's God saying it. And I found this scripture which surprised me in Ecclesiastes 5:7. For in the multitude of dreams and many words, there is also vanity. But fear God. And then in the book of Acts, before Jesus ascended into heaven, he commanded the apostles that they should not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard me, Acts 1:4. Peter asked Jesus, when would Jesus restore again the kingdom of Israel? And Jesus said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father had put in his own power, but you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Why did they receive power? To be witnesses to the truth of the gospel. It's about souls. It's about what Jesus has done for us. 500 saw the resurrected Jesus, but only 120 were in the upper room. They waited. They were waiting on the promise of God. And suddenly there came the sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind that filled all the house where they were sitting and appeared to them as cloven tongues of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The 120 were given power to preach the gospel. It was not about them. It was about the good news. It was about Jesus. It was about salvation. Today, I'm going to use the word, there's the remnant church. A remnant church that has stood strong in the face of great difficulty. I believe that the remnant church is in an upper room experience right now. The remnant church is waiting on the next move of God. It feels like God is silent, but he is moving. An awakening is happening. God moves when we don't know what to do. God spans time with the Lord. A day is like 1,000 years. 1,000 years is like a day. It seems like we're waiting forever, but not to God. He has the right time. As the early church had to be prepared to go out and preach the gospel, no matter the cost, I believe the remnant church is being prepared and positioned to understand fully how to usher in the next great awakening of God. And this goes to what Jeannie talked about, stepping back, because I've been sitting on two scriptures for months. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Psalm 46:10, and then there are two here. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. That's 2 Chronicles 20:16, and also in Exodus 14:13. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. It's all about God, Jesus, what he does, and following his direction, following his lead, standing, believing, know that he is Almighty God. And then a few weeks ago, I was given a vision. I saw a hurricane, and the storm was raging, and I was in the eye of the storm, and I had such peace. I sensed the Lord say, keep your eyes on me. Keep your peace, even though the storm is raging around you. We are in a time that the storm is raging around us. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus. We need to be in the place to speak to the storm and say, peace, be still. And then on January 25th this year, I went to bed and I started shaking. There was such an intensity in the pit of my stomach, I started praying in the spirit. The next morning, I woke up and had the same intensity in my stomach. I sensed that to listen to When You Believe in the movie, The Prince of Egypt. I sensed we are coming out of Egypt. The remnant has been in Goshen. We are now taking the spoils, and those spoils are souls. I sense something major is about to happen. It's imminent. But then again, it's God imminent. God's imminent, not my imminent. I don't know the timing. I've been getting a lot of spiritual smells. I've been smelling coffee a lot. I don't drink coffee. And according to Bob Jones, smelling coffee means awakening. And I've also been smelling toast. I don't eat toast, which means slammed by God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. With all this said, the Lord is raising us up to fight a new war. We are in World War III, technologically, biologically, and spiritually. We need to fight at a new level with the weapons of warfare we have been given. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We know this one so well. We must hear God clearly. Another weapon of our warfare is prayer, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching unto the preservation of supplication of all the saints, and also, as Jeannie talked about, worship and prayer, worship and singing and praise. And that's why our worship leaders are so important. They prepare the way. They usher us into the battle. And then God gave me one more word, and as I said, to hold on to the Lamb of God. On January 3rd, I received a word from the Lord. I wrote it in my journal. I was hearing the Lord say, I am the vaccine. And I thought he meant about the COVID virus. No. This week he gave me clarity. I was listening to a minister, I don't know if you've heard of Kent Christmas, out of Regeneration Church in Nashville. He started talking about Paul. And when he was on Malta, he was bit by a snake. Venomous snake. And those with him from the island of Malta said, it was like, uh-oh, he's a goner. They knew any bite by the snake, you're dead. There's no way to get around it. But what did Paul do in Acts 28? He just looked at the snake and shook it off his hand. How could he do that? He had a supernatural experience with the Lord Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus. He knew intimately Jesus Christ and the relationship he had with him. He knew that when God spoke, God keeps his word. God spoke to Paul and said he was going to Rome. How can he be killed by a snake? He knew God's word would come to pass. And what I found interesting, Paul was in Christ, the Lamb of God. They will make war on the Lamb, and the Lamb will conquer them all, for he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. And for those with him are called the chosen and the faithful. Let that a revelation. I didn't know this, but sheep have a natural immune system to snake bite. I looked this up. I did my own research. They are injected with low doses of snake venom to create antibodies, and then those antibodies are created to create an anti-venom medicine. Jesus, we are told, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." There is no accident that Jesus is called the Lamb of God, and because we are in him, we are immune to the wily tricks of the enemy. We have the ability to conquer all the darts and the arrows and things the enemy throws at us because we are in Jesus, the Lamb of God. He has given us immunity to the devil, and we have authority. And I want to close it out by just saying, as we go forth in this new awakening, we're taking that step back, allowing God to prepare us, to position us. As we go forth, we must believe that we have the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Most assuredly, I say unto you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. The greater works than these he will do. John 14:2. We are in Christ. He is in us. He has overcome the world. We are his instruments to go out there and get the spoils, the souls, to preach the gospel, to give the glory to God and say, yes, Lord, have your way. Give us the wisdom. Give us the strategies to know what to do, where to go, when to be there, to be totally sold out, to allow God to move through us so we can be the powerhouses by the power of the Holy Spirit and move in dunamis power. But the light of the world has come. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Woohoo! So good. So good. Well, God saved the best for last. Hallelujah. Claudia, we're going to have to get you back on. We had like 70-something people on.